Since the mid-1980s, a cooperative farming movement has taken root in the United States. It's called Community Supported Agriculture, or CSA. CSA farms are based on a partnership between those who grow the produce and those who buy it. The customers are actually shareholders whose financial support pays for the running of the farm. In return, they get a share in the harvest. The agricultural model has grown in popularity over the past couple of years as more CSA farms sprout up across Massachusetts. WBUR's David Boeri visited one in Western Mass.
Back here we got some bunches of Swiss chard, some bunches of cilantro, some heads of lettuce.
Annie Sullivan Chin and Jarrett Mann are driving across the fields of their Stone Soup farm in Belchertown. In view of the geologically ancient Holyoke Range, some of the youngest farmers in New England are preparing to go to market.
So this is our mescaline salad mix.
Annie graduated from Mount Holyoke a couple of years ago. Jarrett graduated from Hampshire College, worked on organic farms in India, then after a few years at a nearby farm, decided to start his own.
We put in strawberries here, which are now ready. We're just about.
Really
I bet
close.
I bet we could find a couple of red ones.
Listening to sweet talk here. And watching 20-year-olds hoeing sweet onions in their bare feet makes one think of the Back to the Land movement of the early 70s. But the reality is that more than hippie adventure, Stone Soup Farm is making it as a community and as a business.
Are you paying the bills?
Yeah.
Jarrett, who's 26 years old, is paying the salaries of five friends who also get to live on the farm and eat free. Though he's had to invest in a couple of tractors, a couple of vans, and a walk-in cooler, he says he's confident the farm will be profitable within a year or two. And here's the key to success. Jarrett sold the farm's harvest directly to consumers before the growing season ever began. The program is called Community Supported Agriculture. CSA.
Altogether, we have almost 200 customers, CSA members.
In return for paying an average of $500 for one full share, customers get anywhere from 6 to 14 pounds of freshly picked vegetables and ripe fruits every week for the whole growing season. Jarrett gets $70,000, mostly up front.
CSA makes making money a lot easier because we know how much money we can make and we know that we're going to get it. I don't think we could have started out on this scale this rapidly if it hadn't been for the CSA model being in place and people being ready to buy.
An abandoned dairy farm next door speaks of a long decline in local agriculture that's now reversing itself in a surging demand for locally grown food. In the last 5 years, the number of farmers' markets in Massachusetts has doubled, and the number of CSAs seems to jump every year. Each week, as Stone Soup delivers boxes of fresh vegetables and fruits to a drop-off site at the Democracy Center in Cambridge, they find enthusiastic customers. Sarah Parker is typical.
Super exciting. I told people at work. I'm like, I get to go pick up my Democratic vegetables. It's in my calendar. Like, I can't wait every Tuesday to pick up the vegetables. I eat better when I eat this stuff.
It's clear these weekly encounters between farmers and CSA shareholders foster community and a commitment to protecting family farms and farmland all the way back to Pioneer Valley. Dave Jackson of Waitley, who's twice Jarrett Mann's age, has weathered all manner of change.
Yeah, well, you know how to make $1 million farming, don't you? You start with $2 million.
Jackson started a 2-acre organic farm in the early 80s. It grew with the organic supermarket Bread and Circus, grew still more as farmers markets grew. He now has 75 acres, a year-round operation, due in part to the rise of CSAs.
Local is like focus on the people around you, keep the money close to home, and the CSA thing and the organic thing has a confluence really done wonders for our farm operation.
He knows that even in summertime, 70% of all produce purchased in Massachusetts comes from out of state. Prices are largely controlled by California agribusiness. But Dave Jackson has found a way to profitability, and Jarrett Mann is finding it too. Locally grown, directly sold, healthy food. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.
Later today on WBUR, you can call or email to take part in a longer conversation about local produce and community farming in Massachusetts. It'll be on Radio Boston today at 1 p.m., again on WBUR.